Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord on this wonderful and awesome morning. Amen. Blessing and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. As I always say, if it wasn't for the Lord that was on our side, where will we be? We should be very grateful because God has allowed us to see another day. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. My God. Somebody didn't wake up framed in their right mind, but God, amen, woke us up this morning, framed in our right mind, and started us on our way. And for that alone, we should be very grateful to God. Amen. This is another weekly podcast from your brother, Deacon Mario McGill, where we're all about building the kingdom of God here on earth. Always, I mean, always lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus' words always says that if I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. So we always want to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. So people can be drawn to Jesus. Amen. I want to encourage you today with a word from the Lord. Amen. And that word is, God is fighting for you. I'm going to say that again. God is fighting for you to give you the victory. Yes, you are victorious today. Amen. And ain't no devil in hell, ain't no demonic force, ain't no imp or warlock or witch or witchery. Amen. No evil force can stop you from where God is taking you to, where God has destined you to go. Amen. Can't no devil in hell, can't no demonic force. Amen. Can't no imp, witch, warlock, hallelujah, can stop you from going where God is taking you to. Amen. Why? Because God, amen, is fighting for you to give you the victory. Today, you are victorious in the Lord. I want you to know, people of God, that the enemy, the devil, will come against you. Why? Because he is angry. Because he no longer has you and I as a servant. Amen. Because we have crossed over. We have changed sides. No longer do we live in the kingdom of darkness. Amen. No longer are we on the devil's side. Amen. But we are on the best side. We are on God's side. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And the devil is mad. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that by him being mad, amen, because you have crossed over to the other side, you are now a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, amen, that he's going to bring all forces of darkness against you. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to tell you the truth. Amen. The devil is mad. He's mad no longer that he have you as a servant. Amen. Or no longer that he has you and he's dictating and influencing your life because you have crossed over. You have changed sides when you have given your life, amen, to Christ. Amen. You have become a citizen of the kingdom of God. Amen. And he's mad and he's going to bring all the forces of darkness against you. But I want you to know today that God is fighting for you and nothing by no means shall hurt you. In the book of Psalms 91, amen, verse 2-7, it says this. He said, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Amen. So we got to trust in God, and we got to know that God is a fortress and that God is a refuge, and we have to put our trust in Almighty God. Verse 3 says, surely he, meaning God, will deliver thee from the snare or trap of the fowler, of the hunter, amen, and from the nuisance pestilence. God shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings, amen, shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day. Hallelujah. Why? For God will go with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you and to give you the victory. Hallelujah. I'm gonna say that again. Amen. The word of God says that thou shalt not be afraid. Why are you afraid? Amen. We should not be afraid of the terror that may come by night, nor the arrows that may fly by day. Amen. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, that go before you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you and to give you the victory. Hallelujah. I want you to know, people of God, that the moment that you and I, amen, gave our life to Jesus, we became enemies. We became adversaries to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Yes, when you gave your life to God, when I gave my life to God through his son, Jesus Christ, or by accepting what Jesus Christ had done for us on Calvary cross, amen, for our sins, hallelujah, we became citizens of the kingdom of heaven, amen, and the enemy is mad, hallelujah, and the moment that we did that, we became enemies to the devil. We became enemies to the kingdom of darkness. But I want you to know, amen, that God has given us power over the devil. God has given us power over the enemy, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. People of God, God is fighting your battles. I'm going to say that again. God is fighting your battles. Whatever it may be, amen, that you're battling, God is going to give you the victory over it. Hallelujah. You are a victorious people. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people at this moment may be battling a lot of things today. Some people may be battling cancer. Some people may be battling diabetes. Some people may be battling, amen, or addiction, alcoholism, or battling doing drugs. Some people may be battling being homeless. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God is fighting for you to give you the victory over what's trying to be victorious over you. Hallelujah. Yes, the cancer is a name, but God and Jesus is a name above every name. Diabetes is a name, but Jesus is a name above every name. Amen. Alcoholism, addiction is a name, but God and his son Jesus Christ is a name above every name. Homelessness is a name, but Jesus is a name above every name. Amen. And whatever you may be battling with, hallelujah, whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be being troubled with, whatever you may be battling with, I'm come to tell you today that God is fighting your battles for you to give you the victory. Amen. All we have to do, amen, is put our trust in the Lord. Why? Because he's our refuge and he's our fortress. He's our strength. Hallelujah. And he will deliver thee, amen, from the snare. He will deliver you from whatever trap that the hunter, that the fowler, that the enemy is trying to set up for you. God will deliver you from that. God will fight for you, amen, in this battle. All we have to do is trust God. Hallelujah. So whatever you may be battling with on this day, know that God is fighting for you to give you the victory. I want you to know that God is always fighting for you to give you the victory over what's trying to be victorious over you. Hallelujah. I got to say that again. God is fighting for you, people of God. God is fighting for you, man and woman of God. Amen. To give you the victory over the things that's trying to be victorious over you. I want you to know, amen, that God's got your back. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Yes, it may form in your life. Hallelujah. The weapon may form, but it's not going to prosper. So I want you to keep on fighting a good fight of faith. And know that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Timothy, hallelujah, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, it says this, and it encourages us. It says, thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. And we have to be equipped for battle. Hallelujah. We got to have on our armor. We got to have on our gear. Amen. Because we are in a spiritual fight. We are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. And we are in a battle. But know that God fights the battles for you to give you the victory. Hallelujah. I know I'm speaking to someone. Amen. I know someone is battling some things today. Amen. But I want you to know that God, and I want to encourage you that God is fighting that battle for you, that you may have the victory over what's trying to be victorious over you. So continue to fight a good fight. Amen. In this battle. Amen. Continue to fight a good fight of faith. And endure hardship as a good soldier, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us, amen, that no man that warreth, amen, entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. See, God have chosen you to be a soldier, amen, in this battle and this fight, amen, because he know that you have what it takes to make it. Oh my God. God chosen you to be a soldier in his army because he know that you have what it takes to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord. So any man that warreth or in war or spiritual warfare, amen, with the enemy, hallelujah, because the spiritual does not entangle himself in the affairs of this world, in the affairs of this life. Why? Because our mind has to be focused and on who we in war with, who we in battle with. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, he said, we do not war, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against darkness, against powers, amen, and high places. So it's not our brothers and our sisters who we warring with or battling with. It's the enemy in spiritual places. So we have to be a good soldier. Amen. And we have to do a hardship as a good soldier. See, a lot of people in this day and time, amen, they're not doing hardship as a good soldier. when it get hard, amen, when hard times come, they get the complaining and they get the murmuring, they get the crying, amen, instead of enduring hardship as a good soldier and knowing that the battle is already won in Christ and that God is fighting the battle for you. Whatever you may be battling, like I said earlier, some people are battling cancer. Some people are battling diabetes. Amen. Some people are battling high blood pressure. Amen. Some people are battling addiction. Amen. And or alcoholism or drug addiction. Amen. Some people are battling being homeless. Amen. But God fights that battle for you to give you the victory. You can't overcome whatever's trying to overcome you. You can be victorious over whatever's trying to be victorious over you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So God has chosen you. The word of God said, God have chosen you and called you before the foundations of the world. God has already predestined you for greatness. God has already predestined you and ordained you and called you to be victorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we are on a winning team today. Thank you that we are citizens of the kingdom of God, that we are no longer, amen, in the kingdom of darkness. We're no longer servants of the enemy. We're no longer under the influence of the prince of the power of the air because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm always grateful, amen. I thank everyone that may listen, everyone that may tune in, amen. I pray and hope that you always will get something out of these weekly podcasts, amen. But this weekly podcast for this week, I want you to know that God is fighting for you to save you and to give you the victory. Hallelujah. God is fighting for you, man and woman of God. Whatever you may be battling at this moment, whatever you may be going through, amen. Maybe it's a broken relationship, amen. Maybe it's a broken marriage or divorce that you're battling, amen, that you're going through and it's hard. Endure it as a hardship, as a good soldier. And knowing that God will give you victory over whatever is trying to have victory over you. If you're battling with a sickness or whatever dis-ease in your life, know that God is giving you the victory because he's fighting for you, people of God. So you have to fight a good fight of faith. See, the battle's not yours. It's the Lord's, but the fight is. So you have to fight a good fight of faith. Amen. So I thank God, amen, for you tuning in and listening. And I pray that you get something spiritual out of this podcast and know that God is fighting for you to save you, to give you the victory. Amen. I want to leave you, amen, with a couple of scriptures. I want to leave you with this. Verse 10 and 2 Timothy, amen, chapter 2, it says, therefore, Paul speaking now, I endure all things for the elect's sake. See, we got to endure things for the elect's sake. We got to endure things for the people of God, that they may also attain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. See, we are going to have to endure some things that other people may attain salvation, that other people may be saved, that other people may be drawn to Christ. Sometimes we have to fight other people's battles. Sometimes when you're ministering and you're reaching out to God's people, amen, you're telling them about God, amen, and they're receiving what you're saying about God, amen, and the enemy get mad because the enemy don't want you to snatch people out the kingdom of darkness, amen. They don't want you to pull them out, amen. So the enemy get mad. And at times we receive other people's warfare. Amen. Not only do we receive our warfare because he's mad that we're on God's side, we're on the Lord's side, but we're going back into the enemy's camp and taking back. Amen. everyone that he may have the influence and control of, we're taking them back for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of glory. Amen. And at times, we will receive warfare for other people. Amen. But I want you to know that God will give us the victory. Amen. God will give us the victory regardless. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Even though it may form, but it's not going to prosper. God is fighting for us. Hallelujah. As I end, I want to read a passage of scriptures. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. It's coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Amen. It's talking about Jehoshaphat. Chapter 20 says, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with them on the other side of Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Hallelujah. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side of Syria, and behold, they are in the land of Iglag. Jehoshaphat feared, amen, fear not, has not given us a spirit of fear, amen, but power, love, and a sound mind. But Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judea. And Jehoshaphat gathered together and asked the help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judea, they came and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judea and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O God, our fathers are thou God in heaven that rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens. And in that thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. Art thou not our God that drives out the inhabitants of the land before the people of Israel and has given it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and they built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, And if when evil came upon us as a sword, judgment and pestilence and famine, we stood therefore in this house in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Amen. So we got to cry unto God in our affliction. Then thou will heareth and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Scar, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. But I say, how they rewarded us and came out to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us an inheritance. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For thou have not might against them, a great company that cometh against us. It's going to be some people that will come against you. The enemy going to come against you, people of God. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know what to do in this battle, but our eyes have to be upon the Lord, and we have to trust God because he's our refuge and he's our fortress. Verse 13 says, and all Judea stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Joel, and Mattaniah, a Levite, the son of Asperus, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Watch this. Watch this now. And he said, hearken, all you Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord unto you, do not be afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, Hallelujah. That's coming against you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the battle, is not yours, but it's God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by a cliff of Zig, and you shall find them at the end of the brook in the wilderness of Jurel. Ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord is with you. And Jerusalem and Judea, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go down against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat, bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of God and all the children of Cushites stood up and praised the Lord God of Israel with a voice, a loud voice on high. Hallelujah. God will fight your battles. Hallelujah. God is going before you, is going with you, amen, to fight your enemy. In the book of Deuteronomy, amen, it tells us, in the book of Deuteronomy, people of God, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 20, God says this. He said, when you go up, Deuteronomy chapter 20, it says this. Hallelujah. I hope someone gets something out of this. Amen. Know that God will fight your battles. Amen. The battle is the Lord's, but the fight is yours. We have to fight a good fight of faith. Amen. The word of God said in Deuteronomy 20, he said, when thou goest out to battle against thy enemy, and you see horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid of them. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Hallelujah. It's more with you than those are against you. Hallelujah. So when you see people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. God is with you, who brought you up out of the world, who brought you out of darkness. And it shall be when thou goest near into battle that the priest, amen, the man of God, will approach thee and speak unto you, the people, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, hear, O people of God. Amen. I'm telling you today that it's going to be a time where you have to battle. You have to fight. But fight a good fight of faith, knowing that the battle's already won. He said, this day you approach battle with your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Don't faint. Let not your heart fear, and do not tremble. Neither be terrified of them. Because, watch this now. Because the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, that goeth before you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you and give you the victory. Hallelujah. People of God, God is fighting for you. He's going before you to fight your enemies, to save you, to give you the victory. See, God already know what's ahead of you. And God already fought that thing and made it work out for your good. Amen. So no matter what you may be battling with today, know that God is fighting that battle for you to give you the victory. Hallelujah. Celebrating the Lord, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, but the fight is. I pray that you get something out of this. Amen. Continue to stay tuned. Amen. To Deacon Mario McGill. Always building the kingdom of God here on earth. Always lifting up the name of Jesus. I pray that you get something out of it. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. Be blessed in the Lord. And have a super fantastic day. In Jesus' name. Amen.